NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast from NappyAfro.com, episode 271, I think. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Jack Swagless, and I'm sitting in with my brother from another mother, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. What's good, people? I'm in the building.
You're not going to do the other a.k.a.?
What? Which one is that?
Push Broom Mouth.
Oh, yeah. And the one's all right is bestowed upon me. Push Broom Mouth. I don't know what that means, people, but, you know.
He got the Whispers mustache, man.
That's, the Whispers mustache. Wow.
That's all it is, man. That's all I got. It's the Whispers mustache. Yeah. Hey, man, we back another week. I know y'all missed us.
Yeah.
Some of y'all missed us anyway because you out of power and shit like that, you know. Hopefully everybody's safe in Fro Nation. I'm in Texas. We made it through all right. Germ, you good out there?
Yeah, man. Irma came through, man. She proved she wasn't a bad bitch like she thought everybody thought she was. She's no Katrina. She's no none of the other bad bitches that then came through her mean or nothing like that. Irma, you was a 5-star chick, but then you dropped down to a no star chick. So not Irma. Fuck you, Irma.
Irma got Miami looking shook though. The streets of Miami looking a little wet right now.
It's gonna flood anything down there, man. But still, she ain't. Look, the weatherman had people thinking they was about to die, bro. Like, I really second-guessed my decision to hunker down and keep my family at home. I was just like, man, sitting there watching the news and watching all these 5s and 4s and 150-mile-per-hour winds. I was like, damn, Germ, did you make the right decision to stay home? And you know what? I did. Because, man, that shit wasn't shit.
What would you have done? I guess going to North Carolina? You would have picked up everybody and went to
North Carolina?
I don't
know what we would have done, because it was like, where evacuation spots were, like Savannah, they was told to leave, so we couldn't go there. Right. Atlanta, that's where everybody was going, so it would have been like a shit show. I mean, we had somewhere to stay up there, but just getting there would have been a fucking problem. Wouldn't drove all the way to North Carolina, because that's just too fucking far to drive. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, nah. Like, it just was like, you know, then I looked around, everybody else was like not evacuating. They were just like, nah, we gonna stay here. And then it kind of assured me, like, okay, you know what, most 99% of my neighbors didn't go nowhere, so why should we run? You know what I'm saying? So we ain't run, we stayed in, we made it. You know what I'm saying? We Gucci, we here recording the show right now. You know what I'm saying? But you want to send money through the Cash App? You can send your money. Hold on, let me get this right.
This dude is really accepting donations.
Yeah, we are accepting donations.
But man, nothing happened. Like,
something happened. I mean, through the Cash App. Sorry, right, quit messing me up. To NapFro Game. You can send the NapFro Game through the Cash App. Send whatever you want to, and we'll make sure it gets put to good use. Not like those Red Cross niggas that's giving people fucking Vienna sausages and canned sweet peas for all this money they taking in. They taking in millions and millions, and you know what I'm saying, giving niggas Vienna sausages and sweet peas. So nah, we'll make sure it's all right. Gets a nice hearty meal if you send money to the Cash App.
Man, he'll still send me some Vienna sausages. Yeah, so if you're able to listen to the show, man, you know, thank you. I'm glad everybody's safe and, you know, you're able to resume normal life activities. My homegirl was in Houston. She had to deal with some bullshit. A lot of people that got evicted, well, they're about to get evicted because they couldn't pay rent. So, like, in my homegirl situation, you know, that last week or so, she was in hotels, rental cars and all that shit. And that, you know, it was easily up to about rent. And then her landlord was like, yeah, so you gonna pay rent? Like, bitch, with what? I just lived for another week and a half. Like, how am I supposed to pay rent? Well, we need to pay rent or you're going to get evicted.
I'm like, from what? From that flooded motherfucking house?
Right. So that's the other thing, too. Like, well, the house fucked up anyway, so take it. Yeah. I don't know, man. This shit is rough, man. If you're a landlord, you got property, and you listen to the show, be a person, motherfucker. Be human.
Be human.
Shit. Shout out to, well, I can't do that. That's work shit. I was about to say some work shit. I can't do that. Got to keep my job. I'm not trying to lose my job on the air, Jern. Hey,
another podcast I did like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Oh, damn. I'm like, I had no job, not put two and two together that this was you. And they find out, next thing you know, your ass unemployed. I'm like, damn. It'll
be a wrap. I guess we got to talk about sports. You know, it's football season.
Yes.
Are you watching football?
Yes, all right. I am watching football. I cannot stop watching football. I mean, I understand what's going on, but I can't just boycott. I'm not strong enough. I'm sorry. I'm a weak ass nigga.
I wouldn't go that far, man. You know, people got their own reasons. You do what you got to do. I'm not watching. It hasn't been hard, like, not watching football part of it. I had a couple people hit me up because, you know, I guess they don't fuck with Facebook like that because I posted it on there. Hey, man, what's up with the Rams? I have no fucking idea. You see what they did, man? They had a good game. Nope. I ain't watching. All right, you want to know the score? Okay, now I done told you twice already. I'm not. No. So, no, I don't give a fuck. I don't.
All right. You got some great will to just detach yourself from football.
Well, I mean, you know, the joke of that whole matter is that being a Rams fan for so long, you were kind of detached anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, you really not watching football. You're not paying attention to it. Like,
not at all, man. Not even checked in. That leads me to the next thing. Is like, it's hard. Like, how do you get around ESPN? Because I didn't realize until now how much ESPN relies on football.
Oh, yeah. Especially this time of year. Hell yeah.
It's all-day programming. Like, that's it. Every story. Now, the good thing is that I don't watch, like, NFL Live or no shit like that. I do like Sports Nation. I do like PTI. I do like Round the Horn. I like The Six. The Six is kind of hard to watch because they definitely, right now, it's all football conjecture and shit like that. Sports Nation gets around. PTI, like, those shows get around, but everything else is difficult, man. And I don't know the rules. Like, I mean, I guess you determine it yourself. If you boycott, do you not watch ESPN at all?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know, because you still, ESPN is still getting the ratings for you watching, and those ratings are based on football.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I me coaching football, which we will be bringing a Tom Brown update soon. You know what I'm saying? We'll do that after this. We talk about this. But me coaching football, me loving college, and me playing fantasy, I can't walk away from football. It's like, I mean, I don't, NFL to me, like, I just use it for fantasy purposes only. Like, I mean, I got a team, the Eagles are my team, but I'm spent on Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? From football, like, emotionally, I'm drained from Saturday football. And Sunday, I just can only deal with fantasy. That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get it. But I seen a lot of people talking trash about the people that was watching NFL this weekend. Like, I can't believe y'all still watching that game. I mean, your reason, because Colin Kaepernick couldn't get a job. So our right reason said that's part of it, but it's also the concussions and, you know, the safety. Like, he building on it. He just watching because of Kaepernick thing. And I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah, I just, you know, and it's one of those things, they're like, well, you don't watch that, but do you watch this, that, and the other? And my whole thing is, we, as a culture, we've used football to get up out of the hood, kind of like we use basketball. Mm. And for...
Sports us and entertainment. To know.
Yeah.
Sports and entertainment.
That's it. And for us to know right now that this kid's in high school getting CTE from playing football, I can't rock with that. I just can't do it. Not only are they getting head injuries, they're getting underserviced education as well. Like, you getting a scholarship, but you're getting a master's in PE and some shit like that. That don't matter. You're not using that.
Yeah, you still end up selling cars at Enterprise or at the local dealership, whatever school you went to.
Especially because you ain't did no homework. You fucking practicing. You ain't did no homework. They're going to give you this little pussy-ass degree, and then you're done at the end of the day if you make it to the league. If you have, because like I said, this is as early as high school. If you go through college and make it to the league, then you're one of the lucky, 1%? Some shit like that, 1%. Of players that make it. But if you 1%. Don't, you graduate and you ain't got shit.
Yep. So I told my son, man, you use you use football to get you a free education. If you can't get a scholarship, get it. That, well, me, my son got 3.7, so I ain't really worried about it. He ain't like he a dumb nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, look, I don't give a fuck what school offer you a free ride, nigga. That's where your ass going. You know what I'm saying? If it's McNeese State or a black HBCU offer him a full ride, nigga, and he don't get the one from Florida that he really wanted, you going there HBCU, dog. You know what I'm saying? Getting that free ride. Fuck that.
Yeah, and I mean, nowadays, I don't even know that, you know, and that's probably something for another show. I don't even know that the education is the fucking answer either.
It's not education.
It's a lot of niggas out here that's got degrees and unemployed. Shit, I was unemployed for 3 years, and I got a degree.
Yeah. Speaking of HBCUs, man, shout out to Howard. They beat UNLV in football.
They said that spread. Yeah, go ahead.
Biggest upset in college football history, point spread wise, because it was like a 45 point dog or some shit like that.
Yeah,
might even more than that. And they end up winning the game. Cam Newton little brother is a quarterback. Just because he's Cam Newton little brother, that's where the comparisons end right there. You know what I'm saying? So let's not even, you know, don't fall for it. But yeah, shout out to them. Speaking of HBCUs,
hey man, I can't be mad at that. You know, again, that's the germ prophecy coming true. You know what I'm saying? He chose Howard. He could have got. I imagine he could have went to other schools, right? There were other offers on the table.
I mean, just because he was Cam Newton's brother, I'm sure it was.
Right. Well, I mean, regardless of the talent, but you still had the option.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The options, the talent, the name going to get you more options.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He chose an HBCU and came out there and got the win. Now, we probably won't hear about them for the rest of the season.
Nah, because they're gonna have to run up with them Aggies, and, you know, Aggies don't play that shit.
Yeah,
coming off of that national championship last year, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a wrap, but I'm glad, you know, we got the little headlines now. Maybe a couple other people are going to decide to go to HBCUs.
A little dude in the barbershop was talking trash. He said, you know what A&T stand for? I said, what? He said, after Tariq, because Tariq Cohen gone. Y'all ain't got nobody now. I was like, oh, man.
It's always something with sports, man.
Tariq Cohen balled out this week for the Chicago Bears. Scored a touchdown, had about 17, 18 fantasy points, some shit like that.
Hey, you know, I have no idea. Props or some shit, I guess. It's going to be weird doing this show with me.
I don't like the football. It's all right, man.
I know. It's going to be weird, man.
Right. It just don't seem right, man. It's like taking wrestling away, man. Like, this is like you said, yo, I'm not watching wrestling anymore.
Wrestling's getting close. It's getting borderline,
God,
bro.
Damn it. It's all right. You turned into a fucking adult on us, man. Stop. God damn it.
Yeah, I might be getting to the Hotep levels. I might be getting the Hotep levels, man.
Heard that jazz album, man. It was fucking awesome.
Actually, you know, props to Esperanza Spalding, who's recording an album live for the next 72 hours.
Yep. Oh, it's going on now?
It starts today. It hasn't started today? Yet. They're in the studio prepping, but it's $50 for the album, for the low grade.
Wow.
$50 for the low grade. I think the high one is like
$250. Oh.
I'm probably going to watch some of it. I'm interested.
Oh, it's $50 to watch it?
No. To get the it's a numbered copy. There's only like 7,700 being made, and the low end, which is just the CD, is like $50. But they got packages, so you can get one that's numbered and autographs and liner notes and all kinds of shit. And that one's $250.
Okay, then once I buy a CD, what am I going to play it on?
Yeah, there's nothing in the. I mean, Xbox.
Xbox. Exactly.
Playing on your PlayStation, which is always weird to me because when you put the CD in, what are you watching?
Yeah, it's like the screen, that little
bullshit.
Stuff.
Yeah, what do you do? And I felt like that was a sham. I remember the first time I did it, I had the Xbox hooked up to the surround sound. I put the CD in. I was like, so wait, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, like I can't play a game and listen to this. Like I remember,
Xbox lets you rip the music for a while, so you were able to do that. But at first, it was like, shit, it's one or the other, nigga.
I brought up to it, and it'll, like, play through there.
Yeah, it's a wrap. But I still might, you know, let's see what's going on with Payday. I might go ahead and scoop that up. Speaking of which, a little more slander before we get to the outline. Props to my job, who fucked up on our bonus and was like, hey, we're going to have to take that extra out of your next check. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Whoa.
Nigga, when I tell you that my bonus. So the thing with the bonus is that we don't know how much it is.
Okay.
So when I got the bonus, which was like 2 months late, I thought it was just a little extra because it was late. And we did well because it's performance based.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, let me wait and see what it is. I waited two more days. Ain't nothing happened. So cool. I started paying bills. I didn't even go and be irresponsible. I started paying bills. I'm paying extra. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, let me go ahead and put another $100 on that electric bill, nigga. And come back Tuesday to an email telling some, yeah, it looks like your bonus was about triple what it should have been. So we're going to go ahead and take that out of your next check.
No, please, you're not. No,
please,
you're
plan
not.
Accordingly. Sorry for the inconvenience. Oh, bitch, no.
Can we do that in installments?
That's like, exactly that's what I said. That was my response.
I was like, because, I mean, I feel like y'all fucked up on the bonuses. That's y'all going to have to eat that bullet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't bring that back on me. Like, come on now. Like, if a man in the store put the wrong price on something and 10 people buy them TVs for $99 when they're supposed to be $4.99, you going to have to eat that cost. You can't sit there and be like, hey, dude that made a sign, you fucked up. We're going to take that out your check. You can't do that. Like,
I think this shit is all linked. We got the Equifax hack. And then this chick in college, she got her loan disbursement. And it was like $1 million or something stupid. It was like $1 million. And she waited. Ain't nobody say nothing. She called, verified. They said, no, that's the right payout. So she started spending money. They came back and was like, nah, that's too much money. You got to send it back.
I mean, hey, look, let's be real here. I would have been like, listen, lady, you gave me $1 million. Something ain't right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have spent none of that shit either.
I wouldn't have spent none of it. I would have been like, man, I would have let that shit, like, if it would have set for like 30 days, I might have spent about 300, you know, $1,000. I ain't gonna lie, I probably spent about $1,000, couple thousand. I would have skimmed it off, made it even $1 million. Whatever was over $1 million, I would have took all that. And then, you know what I'm saying, like, gave it $1 million back and just let it sit there. I don't know, I wouldn't have. God damn.
But they waited like 2 months. So after she called and verified it, then she started spending money. So after 2 months, she'd only spent like $60,000. In 2 months? Look, after the first month, and y'all ain't saying nothing, I already called and verified it, the $1 million would have been gone.
Nigga, what?
I waited. I think a month is more than time that you're...
Hell yeah.
After that, shit. Hey, you going to college, but you driving Maybach? Hey, I'm just saying, nigga.
Oh, yeah, but she should have known. Like Doc was saying, you could have said that out loud, Doc. I mean, I don't know why you're sitting up here trying to whisper.
You want to introduce her to the people, bro?
Yeah, Doc. You don't want to talk?
Hi, people. To the millions.
And millions.
Now go ahead and say what you're saying.
I'm just saying, no matter what school you go to, nobody is supposed to get $1 million refund check. I done been in school my entire life, and I have never got $1 million.
That's why she called to verify. Like, yo, saying,
either way.
Y'all gave me $1 million.
She knows she got to pay that shit back.
That's right. Look, I would have had that phone call on tape and be like, you heard what that man said? He said, that is right. That is the correct amount.
But she still gonna owe the government $1 million, so she would never get a tax return.
I got $1 million cash right now. I can pay you back $1 million if I got $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, if she gonna pay it back, then that's fine. But I mean, you should know in your mind that it don't matter what school you go to, how much your tuition is, you never getting a refund for $1 million.
She said she spent $60,000 in 2 months. Like, yeah,
that's pretty responsible. If I'm an undergrad college student, $60,000 in 2 months, hey, that's still pretty responsible.
That's not responsible at all.
That's pretty responsible. If you're going for being a broke college student and you just give me...
Right.
Huh?
She bought everything. Like she
was probably like, didn't buy shit. She probably gave family members. You know how family members are.
Yeah, they probably... I mean, but $60,000 in 2 months is a lot.
Don't give me $1 million. Give me $1 million. And see how long that shit lasts.
That's what, 6% of her money?
Give me $1 million and see. It ain't gonna make it 2 months.
Yeah, 6% of money.
But but
in 2 months, 6% of your money is gone.
It's not gonna last me 2 months. I promise you.
What, you would spend $1 million in 2 months? All right.
I won't spend $1 million, but it sure as fuck be more than 60. I spend 60 in a week.
God damn.
I would spend 60 in a week. I'd absolutely buy a car.
Paying bills, doing all kinds of stuff. I'd be debt free.
Exactly my point.
The only debt I have would be that $1 million that they gave me.
Exactly my point. My student loans is like 50. So I would pay that out right out the gate. That's 50 gone.
Damn.
That got me a nice little house and student loans.
How much you think you got? Give me an estimate.
I don't think I know.
How much is it?
Do I need to put that on the air? Somebody going to send me some money?
I mean, that's why I said an estimate.
I can give you an exact number.
I don't want that. Give me an estimate so they don't know who you is.
Lie to the people.
Lie to the people.
Yes.
I said $250,000.
God!
Shit!
People.
Whew.
Don't go to
Hey, go ahead and send that money to the cash app.
Have some babies. You'll never pay them all your money back. Because I won't.
You owe them $250,000 for going to college.
And mine going to be wiped out in the increments of $99 a month. So I
$99?
Will never
Yes, $99 a month for the rest of her life.
No, not for the rest of my life. Well, it's only for 20 years.
20 years?
And I've already got five behind me. So I'm looking five real years, pretty. Yes.
So you got 15 more years.
Yes, I'm paying $99 a month.
And that would be a...
Because I have kids and based on my income and the fact that I have dependents. Now, y'all single people, you're fucked. But if you got some kids, they give major deductions for people who have dependents. Mm. So I'll never pay them all their money back.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of the... I can attest to that. I have no kids, and I get murdered in taxes. They punish me for not having kids, bro.
Talking about school loans.
And student loans.
Student loans, too.
Yeah.
I'm paying almost three times that.
I heard somebody... Yeah, people be paying like $400-$500 a month for student loans.
Well, yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to live paying y'all $500 a month? Like, nigga, like...
Imagine how I felt when I was unemployed.
So when you don't pay that shit, what they gonna do?
Like, they just roll it. They just roll it. You can get deferment right now because of the... Go ahead.
The number just keep getting bigger.
Yeah. They just roll it and add more interest. So when I was unemployed, all that shit was on deferment. Hardship deferment. Well, they just added. So my monthly went from 220 to 250.
Mm.
Which don't seem like a lot. Like, nigga, that's an extra 30. But nigga, I didn't have money.
They're taking people money off their checks and shit. They be garnishing wages and shit. Like, that's...
They gonna get
theirs. Man, fuck that shit, bro.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I play the game to win. That's what you do.
Yeah, you better. I see why some of y'all niggas get caught up in their army shit. Thinking you gonna go to the military for 3 years and come back to college. Some of y'all can. Most of y'all get caught up in their army shit, man.
Absolutely. My homegirl just kept going to college. She just kept graduating and getting degrees, so she don't have to pay it back. Yeah, so now she's got like four bachelors.
That's a lie. I had a plan.
She had a plan. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, she's a doctor now. It sounds like she had a plan. My homegirl just got like four or five different bachelor degrees. I don't know what the fuck she's doing with them.
But I ain't mad at her either, but however you got to play it.
Yes, sir.
I knew somebody that just went to school around Christmas time so they can get a student loan check so they can pay for their children Christmas stuff.
And then drop.
And she ain't never got no degree.
That's the community college hustle. all the girls in the projects know that. That's their little community college hustle.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. Enroll, get that money, get out. You got to pay it back. So let's get into this goddamn outline.
Yeah, man. I thought we was already in the outline.
Yeah, well, you know, we doing our own thing. We kind of freestyling. Yeah. Let's
do the Coach Germ update, man.
Yeah.
Coach Germ update. Got our first game in 2 weeks. This team right here I got, man, is the most talent I ever had.
So that last year.
No. This team is better than the team I had last year. All
right.
Quarterback not, but I got more players. I got more playmakers. Like, I got toys, man. I feel like Mike Martz with a 2001 Rams team right now. My nigga, like, I'm serious. Like, yes, I got niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got six niggas and that man, I'm telling you, like, I got this one little country little nigga. His name G. That's his last name, G. I just call him, man, G-Unit, man. Look, this little boy bring the thunder, boy. Like, man, he gonna be hell. Got my dude Tyshawn back. He done went and did the little track thing. So, man, he's so fast right now. He hit the edge, put six on the board. If he hit the edge, you go ahead and put six on the scoreboard because now nigga in the city catching him. Then I got another little new nigga, man. He, hey, bro, he coming around. I like him too. My quarterback, I don't need a great quarterback like I had last year. I just need somebody to get these playmakers the ball. And I feel like my offense is going to be good, but my defense is where it's going to be at this year. Like, my defense, I don't see them motherfuckers giving up no points this year.
Okay, hold on, man. Hold on. Don't put all that on them kids, man.
Bruh. No, I'm not.
But you outlawing it right now. You doing the outlaw shit.
No, I got a team like that. It's all right. I only got three white boys on my team, and all three of my white boys legit. Legit. Like, I'm just like, yo.
But
like,
they probably say nigga a lot.
Bruh. Huh?
They probably say nigga a lot.
Hey, one of them probably. None of them say that.
So you building the empire, you building the outlaws?
Listen, this is, I got 34 kids. I got a kid coming from Taifa on my team, swear to God. He coming tomorrow. He been in Texas the whole time. He live in like San Antonio or whatever like that. He a Taifa player.
Is Taifa like we saw on TV or Taifa like he one of the teams that we never got to see?
Taifa, that they in the same league. He in San Antonio in the Taifa, like in that league with them. Like, I'm just like, I ain't never seen this joker. He been in Texas the whole time playing football. So he coming, joining the team tomorrow.
How did he get in touch with your team all the way from San Antonio?
Because the dad was here in town. And he wanted to get his boy signed up for football, but they were still living out in Texas. So I guess They was finishing whatever preseason, whatever going on out there right now. Mm-hmm. They was doing that, and he was moving his family back to Tallahassee. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what happened. They was signed up. I got 34 kids on my roster, man. Really 31, because, well, 32. You know, it's like a two of them may never show up. But the 32 I got, man, it's all right. Listen, man, I ain't got no holes on this team, bro. Like, none. Like, no crap. Like, I got one, but he a baby, but he gonna have more fight in him. He got more fight than all them niggas got in him, but he too small. But other than that, it's all right. This, man, if I don't get it this year, it's all right, man. Like,
What you putting up? What's the bet? If you don't get it this year, what's the bet?
I don't know. It's all right. This got to be the year, bro. Like, cause the powerhouse team, they got a new person over there. He redesigned the wheel. You know, they don't understand why he want to change a winning formula. But hey, it's his team. They gonna let him do it how he want to. So
this is the team that always beat you.
Yeah, this is the team that always beat everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So he redesigned the wheel. He doing the Coke Classic shit right now. So hey, you know, he didn't change the name of the team and everything. So listen, he want to put his own stamp on it. So if we gonna get him, this the year to get him, man.
Hey man, good luck, man.
Yeah,
hopefully,
man.
Y'all pull it out. So you out there with the nappy afro patches on the uniform. Hopefully y'all do us proud.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that, man.
Naked ladies on our fucking naked lady patches.
See, come on, man. Like we just trying to get this shit back together. Here you go.
Man, look, I heard a rumor, man. BZ might be coming back. This is what I heard a rumor, people, man. I don't know.
Hey, well, that's good, man. That's good for
the site. I mean, shit. Like the shit was like, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing, bro.
Right, so why? Anyway, man, let's just get to the goddamn.
It's all right, man. Godly, man.
Get to the goddamn show, man. Le'Veon Bell on that Weezy. This is what you put on here. Le'Veon Bell getting girlfriend, side chick, who was a Rams cheerleader, fiance pregnant at the same time.
Yes. What?
Do I need to click on this? I feel like I shouldn't click on this link.
Click on the links, all right.
So Le'Veon Bell, is he even playing this season?
Yeah, he came back week 1.
All right, so the holdout is over, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, he signed the franchise. He did all that holding out just in the end of the day to sign the franchise.
To do what they fucking wanted him to do.
To do what they wanted him to do in the first place. Like, you did. Look, you went on SportsCenter, made a rap, and talking about the price going up to 17, and then a couple days later, you signed for 12. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So here's my question for, like, before we get to the story. In your opinion, what's the alternative? Because these always happen when the rookies come in, they sign a 3 to 5 year contract. It's minimum money. They outperform and then they want more money. So should we allow the rookies, should they come in and sign a 1 year deal?
No. You sign a 3 year deal and then don't sign a 5. Sign a 3. Shorten up the rookie deals and then that way you don't run into these problems. Because, you know, these niggas sign a 5 year deal and they third year they leading the league and something. They only getting paid like $400,000.
Right, so you know, should it be shortened to 2 years? Should it be?
Shortened to 3. Just do a 3 year deal. You know what I'm saying? That third year had the most money in it, of course. First two, you know, man, bam, bam. And then, like, that way, when he coming into himself as a player, like, some niggas don't hit the ground running like that. It ain't till year 3 till they start doing it. And then, you know, you ain't got that much leverage on your hands. But when you sign these long deals and you got, like, Russell Wilson just got paid. This man won a Super Bowl making $200,000.
Yeah, he was making like league minimum and shit.
This nigga getting paid like a principal at a goddamn school.
So he ended up, hey man, do what you gotta do for your money. I would definitely hold out for the checks. I get it. So here's the fucking video. Oh, this is just a report. I thought like it was the video.
Oh no, how do you do this? All right.
So essentially, he's engaged and he ended up hitting a cheerleader and got her pregnant. His side chick. His fiance is pregnant too?
And his girlfriend, side chick, and fiance. Three women, so all right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Slow down. Wait. Girlfriend and a side chick.
Yes.
And a fiance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought they were just calling the girlfriend a side chick, but these are two separate people.
Looking at the way the sentence is written, it says getting girlfriend, comma, side chick who was Rams cheerleader and fiance pregnant.
Three people. So the bottom is a quadruple.
Oh, okay. Good. Gosh. Three kids, all right.
So my question is, how did the people who wrote this, this is BSO Entertainment, how did they differentiate between which one was the girlfriend and which one was the side chick?
Because technically both of them the same.
Right, right. That's why I thought it was the same person. But no, one of these is a girlfriend and one is a side chick. What the fuck is that? I don't know. I don't know how it is in the streets. But, yeah, fellas, you got to be more careful, man. I saw somebody posted this. This kind of went viral. I saw this on Instagram. They were saying, you know, I guess she went to the Corey Holcomb school of thought, that if you are a female and y'all end up, you know, you end up going raw with the dude, you get pregnant, and he tells you he doesn't want to be the father of this kid, and you keep it, that's your baby. Do you agree with that?
Say it one more time.
So you end up sleeping with a dude. Y'all both acknowledge that this is raw. You end up getting pregnant. You tell him you're pregnant, and he says, I do not want to have a kid. And you decide, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and have the baby. Is it your baby? Like, should you put the dude on papers or not? Because the chick is saying that you shouldn't put him on papers. It's your baby.
I mean, now, that is, like, a real, like, slippery slope. Well, not slippery slope, but, I mean, my situation, me personally, I would take responsibility for the child. That's me. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if like, it was a woman that, because I don't see me, you know, I don't see myself having sex with a woman that I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I know sometimes you slip up and, oh, man, but nah, not that bad. I just, yeah, I don't know, man, it's all right. But me personally, I'd take responsibility. I couldn't be that cold and be like, nah, that's on you. I can't have no kid in this world and me not, you know what I'm saying, you know, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even, nah, I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
But now that's commendable, but you said some shit that I got to call you on real quick. I ain't trying to get you in trouble. But you're saying that everybody that you mess with is somebody that you would be okay with raising a family with?
I mean, I haven't had sex with many women, so I haven't had sex with 3 women in my whole life, so all right.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
You know what? And that's why I'm just like, let me leave the question alone, because I already know this is on some bullshit.
Nah, but I mean,
trust, I don't believe it, people. I don't believe
Nobody believes that shit.
It's just like, nah, it's all right, but I wouldn't.
He can't even spit it.
Right, okay. I just want to understand that what you said was some bullshit. All right, so you agree with that too. It was some bullshit. All right.
No, I mean, that's some, like, I can see, like, I'm not that cohort. Like, if let's say if you messing with a girl, and she, let's say she trapped you, sorry. Like, you know, she, let's say this girl, like, listen, I'm going to let, so it is what it is. It's just a bang session. But let's say she poke a hole in the condom, or she took the condom off, some shit like that, and she, you end up shooting the club up. Right. You know what I'm saying? You like, yo, come on, man. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? She like, nah. You know what I'm saying? You like, you know, like, what if it's a situation like that? Like, or if it's just like, I know you shouldn't be sticking nothing in your dick, that you wouldn't, you know, because anytime you have sex, there's a possibility you can have a baby. Anytime. You know, I don't care what happens, birth control, whatever, condoms, none of that shit is 100%. You know what I'm saying? Only 100% is not having sex, people. King German on abstinence. You know what I'm saying? And if you come to Nappy Afro, you're probably not the abstaining type. So
you'll probably get sexually harassed in the office.
Yeah. You listen, we got 100% creep life over here. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But
I wouldn't go as far to say that everybody that I've slept with in my life, I was okay with raising a family with. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if she got pregnant, you'd be like, ah. Now, it's been something you probably been like, nah, because glad you dodged that bullet, whatever like that. But, you know,
I'll be completely honest. First of all, I'm not a prize. Second of all, there are plenty.
You're a great catch.
I'm not. But there's plenty in my past that I wouldn't want to have dinner with. There's plenty of them that I didn't have dinner with. So there's definitely plenty that I wouldn't have a kid with. So I can't clap to that statement that there's nobody that I'm sleeping with that I wouldn't want to. Yeah, no. I risked that at different times of my life.
Belong to the gang, so all right.
I belong to the game. You belong to the game. I guess. The game is a sad thing if I'm the prize, nigga. That's for sure. but now, what do you think about that, Queen Germ? If you were messing with King Germ and he said that he didn't want to have a kid, y'all mess around, you get pregnant, he says he's out, and you decide to keep it, are you still putting him on papers?
I'm taking his check, and I don't need his check. I will ride down the streets of the project and cash that motherfucker and hold my hand out the window for all the little project kids to come and pick up his dollars outside. I don't care. If we had this baby together, you laid up with me, oh yes, you paying. You are paying, nigga. Yes.
Bam.
Yes. So yeah, so you better be careful.
Yeah, I've actually not had sex with women who took the opposite stance. Who was like, yeah, if I get something, we'll just have to figure it out. Oh, yeah? You know what? I can't even make it tonight. I got some shit to do. I can't even make it because you don't let it be known. I don't want no kids. You let it be known that you want kids or that you ain't with doing what you're supposed to do? Mm-mm. Nope. Sure can't. I'm not even going to put myself in a situation. Mm. I'm not gonna do that shit. And it still looks like Le'Veon had. I mean, he was done from the get go.
Yeah,
you got the fiance, so you already promised one that you was gonna be faithful or whatever.
Yep.
And then you got the side chick and the girlfriend, yep. And you're an NFL player. They having your kid regardless, bro.
Yep. That's why he was asking for 17 mil. Like, yo, I need.
Right.
He busted a little rap. And he had busted a little rap on. He was rapping, you know what I'm saying? You just heard him, man. Spitting bars. LA. He said, because he said, but now I'm on 17 now because 26 is savage. And that was the hardest bar he came with him.
Man, his ass better see what Floyd Mayweather doing because.
Exactly.
This shit, you got three coming. Run,
yeah, your first game back, you only got 30 yards. Now, you ain't played no preseason, no nothing. Your first action was the first game of the regular season. Like, bruh.
God damn.
How is this helping your cause? You look like ass. You know, the Steelers still gonna run you on the ground. They're not gonna pay you no money. You're gonna be a free agent at the end of the year. They're gonna let you skate. So your best bet is don't get hurt this year playing for the Steelers who don't give a fuck about you. Mm-hmm. They're gonna run your ass in the ground. That's the conundrum you're in right now.
I remember when running back used to be the high power position.
What? They don't give a fuck about running backs in the league. Most all
right. They run them through, bro. You was running back starting by week three that you've never heard of in your life.
I got you locked into a shitty contract of the best years of your fucking career. You know what I'm saying? Like your first 4 years, I got you locked into a shitty, you know what I'm saying? So then your second contract, you probably gonna get 2 years, 3 years out of that. Then you're done. You're done.
And then you got niggas like Adrian Peterson who max out the money and don't do shit.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because Adrian Peterson cashed in on that big season and then he got hurt like the next season, right?
Exactly. NFL contracts ain't worth the money they printed on. Nothing.
I saw this shit. So this happened. We were off. And apparently they went and asked Lonzo Ball about hip hop. If Nas was hip hop, or some question. He said nobody listens to Nas anymore. Migos is real hip hop, and everybody was up in arms. Lonzo Ball is an asshole. You can't say this about Nas. Look, I've been very vocal about not being a Nas supporter. Mm-hmm. I've been very vocal about that shit. However, he's not lying.
He's not lying.
No one listens to Nas anymore. It's okay to say that no one listens to this nigga no more.
Then the nigga's like 19. He was born in 97, man.
You don't know who Nas is?
Thank you. Like, I mean, he was 10. He was 10 in 2007, man. 10 in 2007.
Come on, man.
50 Cent is an old school rapper to him. Like, you got to understand. Like, man, come on, man.
Life is Good came out, 5 years ago now?
Yes, nigga's 15. No 15-year-old listening to Nas. Not in L.A.
He's not listening to that shit. So he's not lying. Nas, if we're being completely honest, Nas right now is not hip hop. What is he doing in hip hop? Dating somebody?
That show on Netflix. That's the hip hopest thing he's doing right now.
And it's okay.
It got canceled.
Look, it's okay to say what he said because Michael Rappaport was all up in arms talking about Migos and shit like that. Okay, but. Nobody's spinning Nas. If we check his Spotify spins, it's low. And it's just what happens. A lot of niggas is not hip hop right now because nobody's listening to him. Everybody says that Rakim is the GOAT or Chuck D is the GOAT. Everybody says that. No one's spinning either of them right now. No, when was the last time you was riding down the street and heard a Rakim or a Chuck D song or KRS-One? No one listens to that shit anymore.
Exactly. I mean, well, I heard on XM Backspin because you know they always play.
But that's right. You had to go to a special station where they play old shit.
Yeah.
It's like going to an old folks home and saying young bitches ain't popping. No, it's just where you at is old bitches is popping. So I don't know why people got so mad about this. But now Nas manager, go ahead.
Glaze me.
Why do you always have to go there? Whenever I like every time.
That's my favorite Rakim line of all time, man.
Every time, like you have to bring that shit up. So hey, now, man. Nas is manager. Why does he still have a manager?
Hey man, exactly.
Anyway, let me not turn this into a slander Nas thing. I respect Nas. Life is good. Still 5-star album. Nas's manager called Lonzo Ball oatmeal face.
Man, listen, he said that oatmeal face nigga thing he can gain off my guy's name before winning a game. I don't care what team you play for. Family first. Nas never heard of you, and Future thanks you for your support. I'm going to beg the difference that Nas has heard of him, man. I'm just going to say, man, you're a little off base here. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you heard. If you heard of my daddy, you know who my daddy is, sir. So I don't want to. Nah.
I just don't understand, like, why does it have to get to. First of all, why are you even addressing him? If you're Nas's manager, you're probably 50.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball is 21, 22.
Not even that. He's like 19, 20.
Let him rock out, man. He just said some shit that he's actively telling you his life. I don't listen to Nas.
I was born in 97. Like,
right. Like when Ready to Die dropped, I wasn't born.
Illmatic came out. This nigga was Stillmatic or whatever the shit was. Stillmatic came out. He was 5.
Hey, like, man. What? So like,
come
so
on, man.
And they probably asked him, like, he didn't just wake up one morning and walk up to a mic and say, no one listens to Nas. That's not what happened. Someone asked him some shit about hip hop. He answered it in his truth. And that's what the fuck it is. Why are y'all mad at this dude?
Upset, man. Tight.
These are the same niggas who call LL Cool J the GOAT. Also, isn't he the first one that's used the term GOAT?
Yes.
He gets no credit for that shit.
Yep. LL Cool J, greatest of all time. Yep.
But he's the first one to use that. Everybody would, you know, no one mentions LL for shit. Amen. But if you were to say LL isn't hip-hop, the same people would react like this.
I mean, the Accidental Racist song, man, really.
That killed it for me. Fuck that nigga, man. But still, you're not going to sit up here and have. People just. There's a special place for Nas fans.
Yeah, man.
Right next to Tupac fans. They go all the way in. I guess we got a list. Is this a list for us to put up for the show?
Man, we ain't gotta talk about the list already if you don't want to, man. But you know, it was just I was just surfing the web one day, and this website, Mass Appeal, had the top 22 rap groups of all time. You know, since this is a music podcast, I thought we should talk about music sometime. You know,
I agree with that. So let's just do the top 10. We don't even know what they used to come up with the criteria. I don't know what any of that is. We're just going to make an uneducated discussion about their list. Because that's fine. Number 10 is Big Timers.
Whoa.
Number 10 is Big Timers. We'll find out who's missing from the list.
Number 15 was The Throne.
So we already know where this list is going.
Yeah.
Number 13 is Ray Shrimmer. So I'm just setting this. Look, I'm just setting this up for y'all, okay? I mean, look. Mass Effect is 17. So look, we just gonna do the top 10.
Can we do the top 11?
Top 11. Number 11 is Run the Jewels. So I'm just number 11 is Run the Jewels. Number 10 is Big Timers. I'm just putting this out there. Number 9, MOP.
What?
Shut up. Number 8, Capone and Noriega.
What?
Number 7, 8-Ball and MJG.
Okay.
Number 6, The Clips.
What?
Nigga, I don't even understand number 5 at all. The Dog Pound.
What?
So everybody is what they're using for the Dog Pound, I guess. Whatever. EPMD is number 4. UGK is number 3. Uh-huh. Mobb Deep is number 2. So
Whoa.
Mobb Deep is number 2. Now, I haven't heard the name Outkast. What omissions? I haven't heard Outkast. Who else are you missing from this list?
I didn't see Tribe Called Quest in the top 10.
No Tribe listed.
I didn't see, let's see, top 10 groups. That's about it. Groups.
I mean, you know, no Run DMC.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
so in the top 10, we don't have a Run DMC listed. We don't have, I mean, depending on how you break down this group, like I said, we haven't checked the criteria, but if Dog Pound made it, then where the fuck is Fresh Prince of Jazzy Jeff?
Oh, okay. You know what? I think this is, let's see what this damn,
because I haven't looked at number one yet. The listing says rap duos, but I don't know how rap duo is the Dog Pound.
The best rap duos of all time.
I don't know what they're...
Maybe they're just counting two guys.
Yeah, but if you're counting two guys, like what two of the Dog Pound are you counting?
Okay, they said the aforementioned Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock would not qualify for this list because like Eric B and Rakim, Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince or P-Rock, there was only one primary rapper in those duos. Mm. We've also elected to leave out trios like Run DMC, Salt-N Pepa, and De La Soul, where the DJ is a prominent part of the group, featured equally on album covers and the like.
So what they've done is stacked the deck to create their list, which is fine. But if you excluding some people that we would normally name because of what you're doing, I guess. So that means that, you know, Black Star is number 22. Lil Wayne and Birdman was 21.
So Birdman is in two of the greatest rap groups of all time.
They wrote it, man. I'm just saying, they wrote it.
Bro, hold on now. Stop the list. All right. Birdman is in two of the greatest rap groups of all time, nigga.
Not only that.
Next topic, it's all right.
We got to give him at least number one.
It's all right.
We got to give him number one.
Look, it's all right. I'm going to tell you like this. If Outkast ain't number one on this list, there's a catastrophe because...
I might have to start an online petition. Those really help things out against mass appeal. I would have to start an online petition. Number one is Outkast.
Whoa, I'm about to say
they got that right.
God damn it, all right.
They got that right.
You just told me Birdman was in two of the best rap groups of all time.
Nigga, Chris Cross made
that. How is Lil Wayne and Birdman eligible to be a group when they said something about people teaming up to make albums? They are, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not a group. That's Wayne and Birdman. They should be eligible. That's not a group.
I agree. They made the list, so I don't know. That's very interesting. Very interesting. Run the Jewels, number 11.
Then you said number 10 was who?
Number 10 was Big Timers.
Big Timers. Okay. Yeah.
Right. M.O.P. Number 9.
M.O.P. M.O.P.
Hey, yeah. Man, look. This is interesting. The Dog Pound one really still baffles me.
Dog Pound, top 10. Like, really?
This baffles me. It was one album.
One fucking album, man. One good album. That album wasn't even... It was just good because it was the Death Row time. And you know what I'm saying? You hit them niggas on the album. It wasn't good because, like, you go put in Dog Food right now. I bet you'll listen to 3 songs on this shit.
Look, but Meth and Redman did like 3 albums together, right?
Yeah.
They not on the list. They didn't make top 22. Mm. No variation of Wu-Tang.
They said they weren't going to throw it because they was a added group. That's something they said. That was two people to come together. It wasn't a real group.
What the fuck was the throne then?
That's what I said. They kind of killed their own self with the... Damn, the omissions is it even those great disqualifying duos like Nas and AZ, Ray and Ghost.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, but you know, it's their list.
Can't spell mass appeal without a nail.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I'm glad y'all got number one right. Yeah, I appreciate that's you. That's all that matters. You got Outkast in. I'm not going to be mad at that. We opened the show talking about the floods and hurricanes and all that. Joel Osteen, your favorite pastor, came under fire.
He's not a pastor. He's a motivational speaker. Get it right. He doesn't use the word God and all that stuff like that. He doesn't, you know.
Well, he teaches from the Bible, right?
Not really. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he cites Bible verses?
it's something. He's a motivational speaker. He doesn't use those words that you make him a preacher. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Wait, his building is a church?
It's a community center.
First of all churches should be community centers. Yes. But apparently, I don't even know how the story started. Because they were saying that he was refusing to open the doors at first.
Yeah.
But it later comes out that no one asked him to have the doors open.
Yeah, it was kind of like he tweeted something like, yo, sorry here about the floods or whatever. This, you know, some smart ass was like, I'm not, whoa, let me get this right. I'm not defending Joel Osteen by any means. So keep your fucking hate mail. Right. He was just like, yo, I'm sorry about having this. Some asshole was like, hey, why don't you open your church? And he said something about the church was flooded. And then somebody was like, they showed pictures like, oh, don't look like it's flooded to me. Oh. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then it was like, and he was just like, well, you know, we can't really get the shit ready in this amount of time. You know, some things we got to, you know, make sure we can get, you know what I'm saying? He was kind of like slow walking it when he could have just been like, look, man, we working with the government right now. We're trying to, you know, so he could set fast some bullshit instead of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to goddamn save face, man. He could have just shot the people some bullshit. Like, hey, we're working with the government right now. Try to get this done. And they would have been off your fucking back. Instead of sitting there like, hey, coordinating an event, taking all these people. Yeah, it takes time. And nah, man, don't say all that. You know what I'm saying? Don't say all that, man. No.
It went bad because the optics looked bad. So you put the tweet out there. Somebody responded. You're not going to beat Twitter. You're not. So if somebody says some slander shit to you on Twitter, just take the L and deal with it. Because you're not going to win. But you responded, and then it got bad. A fucking retired reporter went to the church, looked in the windows, and said, hey, this place doesn't look flooded to me. The problem is the flooding was on the fucking structure in the basement.
Yeah.
Where there was water. If there's water in the basement around the foundation and structure, that's probably not a safe place to be with a couple extra thousand people. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But he didn't handle that shit right. So they got to him. He ended up opening the doors, letting people in, taking donations. He didn't look happy about the shit. he didn't look happy at all. They were interviewing him, and he was sweating it. And then he somehow had a church service with all the people in there and passed around a donation plate.
Yes, sir.
Come on, bruh.
Hey, man. Look, man. They say preaching is the last line of hustling, man. Like, that, them real hustlers right there. Wow. You can cut people out of their money every week, promising them something you can't deliver on. But hey, they keep believing in you. That shit is magical, man.
It's one of those things, man. People,
you hear from to hear me say this, I'm glad she ain't here for this part.
Woo! I was gonna say, man. So like, Joel Osteen has always been one of those people that I looked at funny because he's prosperity. There's no gloom and doom. I didn't know about the never saying God part.
Yeah, he's very careful how he words things so he doesn't get called a preacher.
Which is weird. And I definitely feel like...
He look weird, man. Look at his fucking eyes. He got them blue eyes that just shine. Now, man, I don't trust them niggas, bro.
Hey, man, he still got a full hairline and shit.
Yeah, man, he just look weird, bro. He always look happy and shit, man. Like, yo, something ain't right with me.
I feel like all churches in times of turmoil like this should be open for the people.
Yeah,
that's what. Especially if you're getting a tax credit, is what you're supposed to do. First of all, I really feel like all churches, especially mega churches, should have quarters on the site for people to sleep in for homeless, and they should have a cafeteria that serves food.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got a cafeteria and a fucking gym that they could have laid some cots down in the basketball court and let these people lay down on. And they have to be all up in the sanctuary and shit, but you at least could have had them somewhere on the fucking premises, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's one of those things. But, you know, social media, again, Twitter's undefeated, man. And he caved in. People got a place to stay. And, you know, props to caving to public pressure. Now, yeah. The service where you pass around the donation plates, though, that's a little, like, that's over the line.
How's over the line?
Because we came here because we got flooded. What the fuck you mean passing around a collection plate? What are we giving you?
There's people here that's not flooded.
Who was just hanging out in the church?
We was, but you can pass the bucket right by me. I ain't got to put nothing in it.
I'm offended that you passing the bucket by.
Hold on, so if you at church, you going to put some money in the bucket?
First of all, why am I going to church?
I'm just saying if, the word if.
Right, why am I going? Am I going because my house is flooded?
You're going to church because, you know, your friend invited you to come to service this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably going to put some money in there.
Okay.
But now if I'm there as a place of refuge because my house is flooded, get the fuck out of my face with this bucket.
That's what I said. That's when you just let the bucket go by you. Just like, yo, you just look at them like, nah, I'm good.
But why are you passing it?
They pass it because that's just what is built into a, it's on schedule. Like,
no, nigga, this wasn't a Sunday service.
No, he had a service doing like.
Yeah, this is a service while niggas was flooded. Like, yo, we gonna pray for you. Also, give some donations.
It might be some people in there that just came for the spectacle and everything. They had some money. Is that I want to write a check today for $50,000?
Well, then they could have just passed him that motherfucker. Passing around the bucket to niggas who got on their only pair of clothes on their back, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that mean, you know. That's some bullshit. You gotta know your audience. But hey, man, look, y'all shoot your shot, man. Ain't that what y'all said y'all do in 2017?
I just
shot your shot. He like, hey, some of y'all might be holding to some cash that, you know, you might want to come off of. I got you at this point in time, you ain't got nothing, so I'm shooting this religion at you, and now I'm gonna build you up. You might give me your last $20 thinking that it's gonna be all right. Because you gave me your last 20.
Well, I mean, you know, to further your point, Tyler Perry gave him some money.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry slid him, you know, I don't know how much it was. Ain't none of my business. But he slid him some money because he said, you know, those churches helped him out and he likes old Joel Osteen and he gave him some money. So, you know, props to y'all. If you're church people that listen to the Nappy Afro, you're a conflicted individual and you get what you deserve what you get from this show. if it's gloom and doom and hell from here on out, you earned it.
Yeah.
Listen to us. We got to watch, you know, this is kind of going to roll into TV talk, which we got three finales.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, Ballers ain't happened yet. Insecure and Power, actually, both. I guess Power's not really. Well, yeah, they did on Power too. Sleeping with your coworker.
Yeah.
Dating your coworker. Have you ever dated a coworker?
Hell no.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep, I've done it.
And I was a kid then, teenager, but.
Not like boyfriend, girlfriend. Now, I think I could work with my wife. She said she couldn't work with me.
No way.
Like, I mean, I could work with her whether I'm the boss or she the boss. It wouldn't matter. Or we on the same level. You know what I'm saying? But even if she was my boss, I wouldn't have no problem with that.
Yeah, no, my wife, she can't work with me either.
Why not?
I don't know. I've been asking her that too.
Why? You want to see me all day? You're supposed to love me.
I do. I love you from afar. The thing is, it works because you gotta have a life, I gotta have a life. When we together, you know, we do our thing. But that being together 24/7, that's crazy. I wouldn't want that.
I think that's kind of what my wife is. Business
together and we just really loved what we were doing together, maybe. But
yeah, like it's all right, think about this, man. All right. So we was talking about opening up a store, right?
Yeah.
She was talking about having like a convenience store. I said, okay, but you gotta sell weed. She was just like, nah, I'm like, listen.
That goes against what I believe.
What? The natural?
Yes, I don't believe in buying that.
But you can't. Weed. But you gonna be selling stuff in your store that you against?
No.
If you're at a convenience store, you selling cigarettes.
I'm selling
lottery. Oh, so
I believe in a lotto.
But I'm talking about cigarettes and all that other stuff you gonna be selling.
Cigarettes? You got the ID for that? That's free.
But I'm saying, what's wrong with weed?
It does more than just the image. And people think, you know, it's just convenience, it's this and this. It's a lot of things, but it also brainwashes people. And for whatever reason, black people, we got it bad, all of that history. But when you look at that European hair, and even if you just buying hair to sew on top of your nappy hair, whatever you're doing, it's a mentality. And it's women that I know that I thought were really good people and, you know, but they are in relationships with men who've never seen them without weave in their hair. That's terrible.
Won't you have a store with nothing but natural hair weaves?
No, we don't need none of it. If your hair nappy, why are you going to buy some nappy hair to slap on top of the nappy hair?
I want rolling nappy hair.
Just rock the nappy hair.
I'm going to have a big...
And my reason for saying, let's get off of that, because my reason for saying that I wanted to have a convenience store in the hood, because I'm so sick and tired of the people from other places that come over here disrespecting us and exploiting us in our neighborhoods when they don't care nothing about the black people. All they want is you to, you know what I'm saying, for your convenience, they robbing you. And you think I'm going to be in That's a place to empower to my that, people, but then I'm going to sell them down. Some weed to make them even more confused.
Can't let them get the hair weed. That's the big, big ticket
item. We trying to break the cycle. Weave is not what you need in your life.
You ain't going to stop it. And it ain't gonna never stop. You got a market of people that's gonna buy this shit regardless.
And it's sad.
But that
I can't be a part of that. Oh, I just I will not.
So even for that shop, y'all couldn't work together.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I work on the weave side. I just want to say
you won't be in there because you ain't gonna be flirting with no women.
I wouldn't be flirting with no women. It's all about business.
Yeah, I'm that's like, what you say. You be around there giving away the damn merchandise.
Nah, is flirting bad?
Yeah,
flirting, just flirting, not closing the deal, just flirting.
Get free stuff. She flirts and get free stuff and brags about it. Like, nigga, gave me extra piece of lemon in my drink today.
Nah, bro, it'd be cute. Way better than that. It's
like, he suicided me for free today.
Really, dude.
I'm just messing. I don't. But flirting, I don't do it. It's all right. I don't do it.
He does.
No, I doesn't.
He does.
No, I doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, I doesn't.
I'm glad you caught that. But yeah, he does.
Yeah, I said the first time. I said I'm just gonna roll with it. It'd be funny.
My wife doesn't want to work with me either. I know when I was unemployed, I was like, "Yo, what's up with the gig?" And she was not giving me. And I can respect that shit.
Look, my wife. Listen, we've been in town 7 years. Not once has she been like, I know for a fact she can get me a job over there, FAMU. She won't do it. She will not. She's like, look, nah. Like, she said, hey, look, I'm like Jon Snow, just trying to make it on my own out here, man. Like,
you better grind hard. You
know, she only want to hook me up with a little. I know she
can. I sit on the highest of seven hills, and that is my place to roam. I do not want you over there if it ain't nothing but picking me up for lunch and bringing me back. That's all we can do.
She's all right. I ain't going that side of town because, look, I don't know what's going on.
See, now he's trying to make it sound like I
have a whole secret life over there. I know nothing. I don't even go over there.
Whatever.
People be like, yo, you want to go to Top Flight? Nah, my wife go there. I'm sorry. What that mean? I like, man, people she know might be in there. I don't know who is who. So whatever. I'm not going nowhere.
Whatever.
No. Mm-mm. I stay from over there. I only like going on that side of town.
It ain't that serious. Mm.
Yeah, couldn't. Like, I've done that before, and I remember when the chick I was dating at the time, when our relationship was going bad and we both had to be at work, nigga, that shit was horrible. Because everybody knew it. Like, the tension was so thick. Y'all lived together, too? Huh?
Y'all lived together?
Yep, we lived together. We worked together. So when that shit went bad, everybody knew it.
Oh, shit.
And so, of course, you know, they see we ain't talking to each other. We ain't talking in general because we pissed. Hey, what's going on? Y'all all right? What's going on with her? She ain't talking. What's going on with him? He ain't talking. Like, God damn, it was bad. It was real bad. So I can respect
that. Yes, both of y'all going to the same place at the same time.
Yeah, this shit was rough.
Separate cars, or y'all still riding him?
It was around the corner, so it was the same car.
Oh, damn.
It was the same car, man. Like, it was bad. It was like that whole situation, all of that was just all bad. It was all bad because you had the same friends, you had the same associates, everybody knew your business. It was all bad, so I can respect the idea of not working with the person you with. But apparently, on these TV shows, they don't give a fuck.
No, not at all.
If we look at Power, they was fucking friends and everybody together.
Yeah, they just fucked everybody in the office.
So everybody's talking about Tasha, but Angela fucked at least two other cops, right?
She fucked. No, she just fucked
one. She fucked Greg. But she fucked somebody else in the office. Greg and it was somebody else she was dating than Greg, I thought.
Damn.
Or they were, either that or they were all trying to get at her. Because I know the LeBlanc slimy hair, the slimy looking dude, he was trying to holler at her too. Because he tried to holler at her when her and Greg was fighting at first. And he was like, I'm just saying.
That's his name, Sax.
Yeah, he was like, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you ever want to come over. Like, this nigga working with Greg, and he was trying to stick his gal on the side.
Wow.
But Power, the last episode happened. Yep. We haven't been on in a while. Raina got shot.
Raina got killed.
Yeah, she got killed. Let me not say shot. She got killed. If y'all haven't seen the episodes at this point, we gave you enough time.
Yeah.
You're a fucking loser. Raina's dead. Let's see if we can run through this quick. Raina's dead.
I didn't know who was Tariq's twin.
How did you, like, they, well, okay, they didn't say it a lot.
Yeah.
But they said it in that episode.
Yeah, they threw that shit on us, like, this season. Like, I did not know they were twins. Like, come on, bro.
I think they said it first season, and then we didn't hear it again. Because I remember it. I knew it. So when she said it again at the birthday thing, I was like, okay, yeah, so what? Why are you mentioning it now? Because that's rather random. And then we find out why, because she was dead. The person that killed her got killed.
Ray Ray. By Tariq.
In the most... This has to be one of the worst season ending episodes of any time, of any show.
Bruh, shit was horrible.
We ended up in a situation where everybody knew that Ray Ray killed her. Everybody showed up to Ray Ray's house.
At the same time.
And with this dead nigga on the ground, we got Tommy, Ghost, Tasha, and Tariq. And nobody got caught. That's what we doing now? We got two rookie killers.
Yeah.
Two professional killers, and nobody got caught. And Tommy ended up taking the goddamn rug with the body in it. Like, it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, Tommy and Ghost went disposed of the body. They went clean Tariq up, and then Tasha caught for the murder.
Yeah. Gave up her affair because she was in love with Silver.
Yep.
She gave that up because he said, I can't be your lawyer and your lover. I can only be one or the other. And she went ahead and pulled out the check.
Yep. I was like, well, I'd like to retain your services.
She's got to go to jail forever now. Your husband can't get off of being a drug dealer and a murderer, and then you get brought in for murder and get off. Both of y'all not making it out.
She'd be out by episode 3.
What else happened on this shit that had me scratching my head? Somehow Dre's still alive.
No, Dre made it through the whole fucking season.
Unbelievable.
Dre made it through the whole season. Wow.
We watched Dre get chumped for 2.5 seasons.
Yes. Like, this nigga almost pissed himself when Kanan was in his house holding his daughter. Now all of a sudden he's running he's the distro now. He's the new Tommy. You know what I'm saying? So that was amazing. But the most bullshit ass shit ever was Kanan, Ghost, and Tommy back in the saddle again.
Nigga, wait. When Tommy was talking to old boy and Kanan rolled up, he was like, yo, I didn't know you was in town. I said, wait, when did y'all get cool?
Bruh, how did you know he was still alive? Was this at the end of last year when Tommy was trying, man, look, bruh, come on, man.
Told him that Kanan, he saw Kanan. Old boy had told Tommy that Kanan was alive, but they wasn't cool. Because before then, when Ghost told you that Kanan was around, you were still like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. When the other dude told you that Kanan was around, you was like, what the fuck? And last time you heard from Kanan before that, you thought he got burned up.
Yep.
So when Kanan rolls up on the scene, you're not like, what you doing in town? Like, y'all boys? And then they opened up the last episode with all three of these niggas in the car like they old friends. And Kanan turned snitch. It's too much. It's too much. Tommy threatened to kill a girl.
Kanan snitch.
Huh?
What did he snitch?
He snitched on Ray Ray.
Oh.
He told Tommy, I know who might have killed her.
Oh, yeah.
For a girl that he don't care about. Kanan don't care about them kids. He care about Tariq. But he didn't give a shit about Raina. But he turned around and gave Ray Ray up. So Tommy rolls up in the spot with a gun and puts it in front of a girl. None of that shit makes sense, bruh.
But did anything happen with the little Mexican girl? Oh, no, she just went and told her story. Like, yeah, Ghost will get put back in jail again.
Next season, right? It's going to open up with him and Tasha both locked up. Tariq going to have to be held with Tommy.
He's going to have to be with Uncle T, and then he's going to learn the business.
Right.
If they want to keep this power thing going, we're predicting the whole season of Power People. This is how predictable this shit is.
So when Tariq kills Dre and it becomes the new distro, it's a mess, dude. It's a mess.
Yep.
Tariq's probably gonna find out about Silver when they in court. He's gonna find out about Silver. He's probably gonna kill Silver too. Tariq's gonna be a murderer next season.
Yeah, he's gonna be a stone cold killer.
Stone cold killer, man. He saw his sister get shot in front of him and he didn't say shit.
Yeah.
But then he rolled up in the spot and shot the dude.
Exactly. You got the drop on a cop.
Everybody, like, all of that shit goes out the window for some reason this last season. Tommy and Ghost kill everybody for like 20 years. And then this dude gets killed and they leave a bullet in the wall.
Mm-hmm. But Tariq don't shot it though.
But he shot twice.
Yeah, they should have found a second shell. They found a second shell, but I guess they felt like two bullets went in them.
Right, but Tommy picked up two shells.
Yeah, you had two shells, but you figured the other two bullets, the slugs, is in the man.
Yeah, that shit is weird, man. It was just a really bad episode. Yeah. It was a really bad episode. But it feels like what it was. It sounded like they kind of rushed it to get this one done, and now they want to go ahead and get started on next season, which has got to be the last season.
Gotta be.
Ain't shit left. So Power started off strong. I remember we were talking about like episode 3. We was like, God damn, they moving fast.
Yeah.
That shit fell off hard. You want to go to Insecure or Game of Thrones?
Let's go to Insecure.
Insecure, second season was definitely the best. No sophomore slump.
Only problem I had with this was it was a lot of women writing. And you know what I'm saying? They tried to make Lawrence out to be a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I see something about, you know, it seems like the single women, they team Issa. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I don't know. But this season still showed me that Issa was a horrible human being. And she spoiled. Like that whole tantrum she threw in the house when she tore the whole house up was unnecessary. You know what I'm saying?
But is it understandable?
No, it's not understandable at all, sorry, Ray.
Why is it not understandable?
You just need to grow up.
Okay, nigga, this is not about growing up. Like, you had a rough night seeing your ex with another broad. He called you a hoe. That's a rough night, bruh.
Yeah, I mean, but because she needed to be called on her shit. She was on some bullshit.
So we still holding her to the shit when she slept with old boy?
Yeah, she did Lawrence wrong.
Okay, I get that.
And then on the last episode, this really pissed me off when Lawrence apologized. I'm sorry for not being the man you wanted me to be or something like that. I was just like, you apologizing, nigga? What you apologizing for?
Nigga, for not being the man she wanted him to be. What you mean?
Did she apologize?
For what?
But not being the woman he thought she was supposed to be?
No. She told him. She said that affair wasn't even about you. I'm sorry. She apologized first.
I thought he apologized first.
They both apologized. How about that?
Yeah, they both apologized. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you're a guy in a relationship, that's always your apology. You're always going to have to apologize for not being the dude that she wanted you to be. Because that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do, is be that guy. Whether it's that's why she's with you. She thought you were the protector / provider, whatever it is she thought you were. When you're not that person, that's what you're apologizing for.
I thought Lawrence, he had up his end of the deal.
Not when he was depressed.
I mean, but still, he was getting an unemployment check.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, he was unemployed for like a year, some change, right? He may have been getting an unemployment check. They was broke.
And then he went and got a little job at Best Buy, you know, and then she was just like, oh, Best Buy, like.
But he got the job at Best Buy because he turned down the other job. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
He had a job offer and he didn't take it. He took the Best Buy job.
Mm.
And he actually went to apply at Best Buy after she got mad at him for not taking the other job. So then he went to Best Buy and got a job. And she was like, okay, nigga, I mean, at least it's a job. Look, I'm not saying that she's right. But I'm saying that at the same time, he had pride that fucked with him from being up out of that situation.
No, I'm not saying Lawrence is 100% clean in this situation.
Right.
Yeah, it's shit he need to deal with.
Absolutely.
But she took it a little, you know, when she cheated on him, you know, she's cheated on a good man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, he forgot your birthday. That's not hard to do. You know what I'm saying?
I forget my birthday sometimes.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't forget my wife's birthday because I'm good with dates and shit like that. That's just my thing. So, you know, I don't forget.
That now, that is true. I can attest to that. Germ hit me up and be like, yeah, ain't your birthday coming? I'm like, God damn. I'm horrible with that shit. I'm horrible with dates. I'm absolutely trash. If I forget your birthday or some shit roll up, it's not personal. I do everybody that way. I move my sister-in-law's birthday every year. Every year her birthday is a different day. I called one of my best friends and told him happy birthday 4 months early, nigga. 4 months early.
A joke or something?
That's what he said. He was like, what? Nigga, happy birthday. He's like, bruh, my birthday's in September. I was like, ah.
Which means it's coming up, so all right, so you know.
Right, I reminded to myself, and I still forget. So this is also one of those shows that, like Power, I don't like any of the characters. There's no good people on any of these shows. I think on Insecure, it might be, who's the guy that, Lil Rel, but I don't know what his character's name is.
Yeah, me neither. That's all I'm going to say, Lil Rel. That's all.
He's the only one so far that seems like he's a good dude.
He got us a butt. He got to slay Molly.
Everybody did?
I mean, you know, she belonged to the game.
She does, which is so interesting that she's playing that character. But yeah, so everybody else is bad. What do you think of like the way they wrapped the season up? And yeah, I know you said it was a lot of women writing, but overall, what do you think of the second season? Is it a sophomore slump or is it a win?
No. The second season was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It was still, it kept me, you know, I watched it every week. It wasn't like it got whack or nothing like that. You know, everybody was predicting, you know, that Lawrence was going to have a baby by the end of the year. So we was all wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they tricked us. Because at first, when they showed that little, when Lawrence asked to marry off, I said, oh my God, nigga, no, bro, do not do this. I was so glad that was just like what she thought would happen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I like the way they did in the three little different, the 30-day joints. You know what I'm saying? That shit was pretty cool.
It looked familiar, right?
Not really, not to me. Why?
It didn't look like Dear White People?
Oh.
Because each episode was told from a different person's perspective.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, now you say that, yeah.
So I wonder if any of the writers bled over to that show. When do we find out if Tiffany and Derek, what their situation is? That's Amanda Seals and the other dude that's light-skinned. The light-skinned squad. Diva. Amanda Seals. It's no longer Amanda Diva, sir.
Okay,
so disrespectful.
No disrespect.
But Tiffany and Derek had a weird relationship, and she said on the one episode that he had to sleep on the couch or sleep outside the house for a little bit, and then she showed up later. She wasn't at the end of the episode when they were moving stuff from the house. She couldn't make it. Like, their relationship is a sham, right? Or are you even that invested to know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Sorry, once you even, like, I never really thought about it like that, but I always thought something was weird about their relationship because it was too perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we always, you know, they always doing this and doing too much. So I felt like, you know, something was wrong with their relationship because they were doing too much. Like, it seemed too perfect.
Yeah, it's something's not right. And I don't know what it is, but I imagine that's probably going to be important for next season.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I like the show. I like the way they approach the Molly's job situation. You know what I'm saying? She's doing all the work. She's not getting the money. She goes out, interviews. They find out about it, and then they come back and gave her a fucking recognition, but no raise. I'm like, nigga, that's corporate America for your ass.
I want you to be so letting people know you're one of our rising stars.
Fuck out of here. You rise my check, nigga.
Yeah, well, rise my zeros in my account.
Kelly is one of my favorite people on TV.
Kelly, that's the one that was supposed to be running the race.
Yeah, the one that everybody's calling Jill Scott.
Oh, Come on now.
And like every big person.
Look, bro, come on, bro. That's no comparison, bro.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
I'm saying there's no comparison.
But you even laugh. So you say, like, is she attracted to you or no?
You compare to Jill Scott.
Nigga, I'm just. So is Natasha Rothwell, is she attractive to you?
Nah, she's not my type.
All right.
She's not ugly, but I mean, she's not my type. I mean,
and she's not a Jill Scott.
I Wait, what?
Not on Jill Scott's level. Props to Issa for being the cover girl.
That's what I was. I thought you were saying she was.
No, you just you went into the laugh and was like, ha, like it's not even comparison. This yeah, simpleton. That's what I was like, wait a minute, what are you saying?
Yeah, like who's calling her Jill Scott? Like
the internet's.
Know, the internet's is wrong on this one.
It's not. They're not saying. They're not comparing her. They're just calling her the Jill Scott. She's the bigger girl.
Why, so. Why she can't be whatever her name is? Tiffany Pollard or whatever her name is. Like, I mean.
Tiffany Pollard? Who is that?
I don't know what you say her name was.
Her name is Natasha Rothwell. Her character's name is Kelly.
Yeah, why she can't be Natasha Rothwell? Like,
I need to Google Tiffany Pollard right now. This has to be a real person.
Oh my God, Tiffany Pollard. It's probably like a baseball player or something.
Child, I'm home. That's on your mind.
Nah. Nigga, Tiffany Pollard is New York for Flavor of Love.
No. Oh. Yeah, I knew it was somebody.
Talk about comparisons, nigga. That's not a comparison.
Nah.
Right down.
No, it ain't.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. But yeah, man, props to Issa for being the cover girl. She got picked up by cover girl. Props to Rihanna for her new makeup line. Black Girl Magic, man.
Yeah, man.
Black Girl Magic. The other show we got, Game of Thrones. Did we talk about that one already? Or we were me and you talked about it. Yeah, me and you talked about it. We didn't. So I would like for you to lead this one because you had a lot of issues with this episode.
Well, okay. The finale, we finally got to see the incest scene we've been waiting on for so long when Daenerys had sex with her nephew. Jon Snow.
Khaleesi had sex with Jon Snow.
Huh?
I said Khaleesi. I'm still not with this Daenerys shit.
Well, okay, whatever you want to call it. I mean, she's not Dothraki no more, man. That's what I'm saying, so you can't call it that. No
I
more.
Refuse.
Okay. Well, it's alright, refuses to call it by, you know.
Her actual name.
She's not just a Dothraki queen no more, is what I'm saying, man. She's more than... You know, since she's the queen of all of them, you know, so she got to be the Daenerys woman. She can't just be the, you know, the Khaleesi.
I just don't need them to do that. Like, this is the Power Twins. The name change is the Power Twins. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
But go ahead.
So, yeah, we got to see the incest scene. The dragon turned into a fucking White Walker dragon and fucking destroyed the wall that's been standing for 6,000 years. But I think... The magic of the wall has been disturbed by the Night King touching Bran or Bran, you know, and all that other shit. So that's why the wall was able to come down. So that happened. Cersei said she was going to help them fight the war against the White Walkers, but Cersei's lying. You know, saying she's just trying to get somebody to turn it back so she can stab them. Remember, she is kin to Jaime, and she's pregnant. So, you know, this is amazing. You know, so all her kids got to die before her is what the witch told her. So if she have this baby... You know what I'm saying? We only know she gonna have the baby because the baby might die in her because, you know, the prophecy is what it is.
Yeah.
What else? John almost died. Uncle Benjamin saved his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Shit was random as fuck.
Yeah, that shit was... Yeah, John, like, he was underwater for like 3 hours and he came back up dying of hypothermia, but he was able to try to fight off some White Walkers. This shit was crazy. Oh, yeah, they killed Littlefinger. You know what I'm saying? They set him up, killed him. Bran showed his powers, how he knew everything. So, got to see Littlefinger get stabbed. And that was about it, man. And Jaime left Cersei. He dipped right before winter started coming to King's Landing. You know, it never happened. And it was about to happen.
Well, I mean, she did threaten to kill him.
Yeah, she did.
Like had the mountain on his back, like it's about to go down. Which threw me, because I was like, is she really about... I would have rather she killed him. Like, Cersei needs, like, she needs that. Like, now you're showing Cersei be weak. Because that's the second thing.
That's her brother and her lover, her baby daddy.
Hey, if you kill that motherfucker, you can kill anybody. There was a story going around. I don't know how legit this is. There's a story, and I believe that there's a book that talks about some young soldiers in other countries, third world countries, before they can join the army, they have to kill their families.
God damn.
Because if you can kill your family, you can kill anybody.
Shit.
So if she can kill him, there's no stopping her.
Woo.
Hey, that's one for your ass right there.
God damn.
That's one for your ass. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I wish she would have killed him just for the story. But now we get to see how this sets up for next season. What did you think of this season of Game of Thrones?
Season was pretty damn good. I mean, you know, they're wrapping things up. They know it's coming to an end, so they're giving you conclusions, you know what I'm saying, on the storyline. So I'm with it. They said the next season might not be for like 2 years, though.
Oh, come on, man. Now, that's just stupid.
That's what they said, bro. So it could be about 2 years, man.
Does it take longer to shoot episodes than it does to shoot a fucking movie?
Probably.
How?
You can do a movie in like, well, it depends, man.
Right, they shoot whole movies, Star Wars and shit like that, where they shoot some of the trilogy at the same time in 6 months. 2 years, nigga, for 8 episodes?
Yeah, that is a lot.
they do it like an episode every 6 months?
I guess they need the niggas to get older and some shit. Like, yo, we gotta let these motherfuckers grow up.
we got technology now. Like, we had Superman flying in the 70s, and it was believable.
You're not fooling us. When you go back and watch the movies, you be like, wow, y'all people are some dickheads. Y'all let the shit fly. Like, I see the cord in the motherfucking scene right there.
I think it was even worse for me when I found out Superman was just laying on the fucking table.
Laying on the table, man. Like,
the cords felt better because at least he's airborne. They didn't think it just laying down?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Yeah. But we got whole dragons to create. The dragon question was answered. Yes, he does spit blue fire.
Yeah, it's blue ice fire or whatever it is.
I don't know what that is because everything was exploding.
Yeah, so you spit chunks of ice.
I don't know what the fuck that was. What about the conspiracy theories that you saw online? What did you think about those?
Give me one.
Like the speed of the raven versus the speed of the dragon.
Oh, let's just say that, tell me when they was... How
the raven got back to get the word out, and then how did they fly away so fast? How did she fly there so fast and the dragon still hold on in the cold wind without freezing?
But she a dragon, so she don't need it. The cold wind don't mean nothing to her. Yep. That's why she was out there like, it didn't matter. She like she internally hot.
So but how did she hold on to a dragon flying at 500 miles per hour?
Because they controlled by her mind, they said. That's why she could just say that little word like Dracarys, and that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? She controlled him when she owned him, so I guess that might have something to do with it.
What about the raven? How did the raven get there so fast?
Hey, the ravens is like emails, dog. I told you, man, them shits is fast.
Ravens that fast?
The ravens are fucking like emails, I'm telling you. They lightning fast, bro.
What about, how did they get the chains around the dragon to pull the dragon out of the water when they can't swim?
They just took all the chains together, and then they all had on when they died in bondage. Big ass link chain, and so, pulled the fucking dragon out of the water.
So the dragons that was running across, I mean the walkers that was running across the ice had big 20-foot links around their waist.
Yeah.
And then when they died, they just linked them together.
It's like 30,000. If all of them put their chains together, they make a big ass chain. Sorry, come on.
Did you see the size of those links, bro?
Do you know what I mean? They made them chains, bro. Like, we don't know. They could have been sitting out there for months getting that damn dragon out, man. We don't know how much time went by.
So the dragon didn't freeze at the bottom of the frozen water.
Nah, the dragon rose to the top. You know what I'm saying? It was just like right there.
Floating. The dragon is fat, so it floated on the top of the water.
Floated up, because it still had some heat in his body. And when the gas let out, his body swole up, and he rose to the top. He was just bouncing on the ice, and then when the part was open, that's when they grabbed him.
So they didn't really drag him from the body. They just kind of pulled him off. They skimmed him off from under the ice.
Exactly. That's all they had to do. A little bit of his body out.
And then he just came to life immediately as soon as the Night King touched him.
Night King touched him, yeah.
All right. I mean, that's all of it. He answered all the questions, people.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Who wins a fight between the White Walker dragon and the mountain? Because the mountain's already dead.
Damn.
So who kills the mountain?
The White Walker dragon will fuck him up, man. They destroy him.
I don't know, man.
Like, I don't think Quiver will be able to put him back together, man, after the White Walker dragon get to him, man.
If you can piece him back together and make him alive again, unless you split him apart, I don't know that it works.
Because, I mean, what was wrong with him? He just got what did that dude do to him?
He cut his fucking Achilles, and I think he cut his head or some shit like that, like cut his throat or some other shit.
Oh, damn.
Because Mount was fucked up. The shit was over, and then the Mount got up and crushed his head.
Yeah, just crushed his.
Yeah. Popped his shit like a zit. Props to, now I don't remember the soldier's name that walked out when they had the White Walker and they killed him, and he's like, "Nah, I'm out of here. Fuck this. You the winner, bro. You the real MVP."
I mean, he
said, "Nah." He said, "Look."
Oh, you talking about that was the dude with the boats and shit.
Yeah, yeah. He said, "I don't get scared of anything, but that is the scary shit
I've seen been around the world." He said, "I ain't never seen no shit like that."
And he said, "I'm out. Peace."
Me and my boats, we going back.
They was like, "Well, shit, if he comes to get us, we're all dead." He said, "I take my chances. You said they can't swim. We going over here, nigga. Fuck you.
Surrounded by water, chump."
I'm out. That was the realest shit. That was the realest shit. So we got 2 years away for that. We probably won't be around in 2 years. So y'all, hopefully y'all enjoyed the Game of Thrones talk. We'll never talk about that again. It should be over. It should be over. Two more years? You think we gonna last 2 more years?
It's all right, man. Something magical is about to happen.
Ow! We barely made it 2 months.
Hey, look, something magical is about to happen. Sorry, I just feel it.
Any fucking way. Ballers.
We be on some twankies. They came on Sunday? I ain't watching.
It came on. You didn't miss shit. It's getting to that point again where I stopped watching before. It's just getting stupid now. Spence, here's the story that I take from it for right now. So Spence, he's been going to see the goddamn sperm doctor, and he's worried about his seed randomly. Once the doctor tells him that his sperm count is low, he decides he's going to buzz off in a chick that he's fucking with now. He didn't ask her. There was no conversation about kids. He just fucking and just went for it. And she was like, "Did you just?" And he said, "Yep." The end. That's how the show ended. Wasn't Spence engaged the whole first season?
He was engaged like the first 2 seasons, I think.
And then they split up.
Yeah.
And then this is the little chick from his past that he's been messing with.
Yeah.
That also works for the guy that he's trying to get to sponsor the team. To give the land for the team. And he got a wild hair up his ass and decided, "Yep, well, I'm going to go ahead and bust off now." Jesus. And had his baby. But based on your theory from the beginning of the show, you only sleep with people that you would raise a kid with. So he did what he was supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
That's how you trap me?
No, I didn't trap you. Let's not say I trapped you. Let's not say that.
She said that you trapped her, bruh.
No, he did.
I did not trap you.
He did. The storyline, the whole relationship was what? Well, we're not going to do that.
What are we talking about?
What was your lie? What was your storyline?
What you mean my storyline?
You had an accident and you was a kid.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's what we talking about? That's not a storyline. That is the truth.
He had an injury when he was a kid. The doctor said he couldn't have no kids.
Okay.
And so how are we 2 babies later?
Exactly. That's what I want to know.
So you decided to test the theory.
I didn't.
I'm saying Germ. He decided to test the theory.
I mean, when it went like, hey, after a while, when it went, I was figuring like, well, okay, well, my daughter might be right. Then all of a sudden, she, you know, I come home from work one day, and she was just like, you know, go in the bathroom and look. I'm looking in the bathroom. I'm looking around. I don't see nothing. And she tells me what's on the counter. I look on the counter. I see a pregnancy test. And I was like, okay. And I look at it, and I'm looking at it, and I see them lines. And I'm looking at it, and I was like, oh, my God.
So when the doctor told you that he didn't think you'd be able to have kids, that was a nature's condom situation for you. You was like, fuck it, I'm going raw at all times.
No, that wasn't. It was just like, I felt like, you know, I only had one nut. Like, I mean, yeah, doctor said you can't have, you know, hey.
But so you went for it. He was like, if I bust off, it don't matter. You
know, not from day one. We was practicing safe sex. Then that first day came when that endless supply of condoms ran out. And then, you know, you just kind of, you know, stuck your toe in the water. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
More than a toe.
Yeah, ain't no going back then. You know what I'm saying? Once you, you know, like, you know, then.
People talk like you can't go back.
Latex and stuff. And, you know, they got latex
out. Really? Really?
What you talking about?
Really? That's where we going at now?
I didn't say that.
You just said.
Nobody heard that. Keep going. No. You're making a big deal about it.
So that's how you ended up. So you trapped her, Jeremy. It's okay.
I did not trap her. How did I trap her? We was together. Like, right. It's not a trap.
Well, you was definitely together when the line showed up on the test.
Thank you.
But we was together before the Lions was on the test. So it was like, I didn't trap her. It wasn't like I was trying to get her pregnant.
He was. He knew I was leaving him. Oh, you still leaving me? He knew I was leaving him. I was about to graduate, man. And he said, I got to keep this girl in my life. That's what happened. So I went home for Christmas break. He was like, oh, yeah, I need to see you before you leave to go home.
And he pulled a Spence. He pulled a Spence from goddamn Ballers. He just busted off. He didn't ask you shit.
He didn't ask me a thing.
God damn it, John.
Then try to act like he was surprised. He knew what he did.
Oh, no, man. I feel like a slime ball now.
Goddamn, 444 dropped. You weren't supposed to be like that. Shit.
16 years later, my plan. So obviously, I was in it for the long haul, huh?
Yeah, I'm saying you in it for the long haul, but you did it the wrong way.
I did it the wrong way.
This man ain't half take me out. We were just friends. He just morphed into a relationship and then got me pregnant when I was about to leave him. So,
So like he came over after the club and never left.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, his stuff just started coming over.
Damn.
Like, next day I look up, it's a toothbrush, a ball and shorts, and next child, he's in there.
Once the ball and shorts show up, it's a wrap.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, the ball and shorts at your house, that's it.
Yeah, I had a PlayStation.
He had a PlayStation, and he done moved in over there. I said, oh, Lord, I can't get this boy out of here.
Yeah, it's a wrap at that point. You put the ball and shorts and the PlayStation? That shit was over for you. It's good to know, Jeremy, what kind of dude you are.
I'm finding out my damn self, so all right.
It's good to know. Speaking of what kind of dude you are, I mean, let's get to the Keep It 100. You got your Keep It 100 in front of you?
Yeah, man, I got my Keep It 100 in front of me, man. Like we was talking about earlier, man, like I was reading online articles and stuff this past Sunday and Monday about how basically I was feeling like a fuckboy for watching the NFL this week. Like, I felt less of a black man for watching the NFL. I'm going to pull up this article that I read that really hit home.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. Sorry, did you read the article?
No, I didn't read the article. I told you before, I don't read any links that you or Easy send me. I don't click those links. I've been fooled by y'all before. I'm not taking the bait. Now, if somebody else, if GQ comes through and says that the link is clicked, because he'll click anything, then I'll check it out.
It's all right. Come on, man.
I don't trust y'all on links.
Only time I see you some links right there, I'll be like, whoa, or, you know,
sometimes the links tell on what y'all send me. Like, exactly. It'll be like, horse fucks dude and dude dies. Like, it'll say that in the link, so I'll be like, I'm not clicking that. But sometimes the link, you know, come up with that bit.ly shit, and I'll be like, I'm going to wait for GQ. If GQ gives me the okay, then I'll check it out.
Mm.
So GQ, just so you know now, openly, you are the scapegoat. Now, if you turn on me, nigga.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk to Blue about that. I'm saying,
if Blue turns on me, nigga, that's it.
No matter what it is, Blue, you keep the same response. Wow.
I'm still not convinced that GQ Blue... Be Easy and German, not all one person. Still not convinced.
It's all right. You've talked to all three of them at the same time.
Y'all niggas is crafty.
No.
I mean, GQ, it works for the government. Be Easy works for IBM. You got 22 racks. Y'all some crafty niggas.
Mm.
I don't trust none of y'all.
Yeah, man. I found the article. All right. Let's just stop talking that bullshit. It says, if you're a black man watching football this Sunday, here are 25 things I already know about you. Number one, you have an open Cristal bottle from 2001 on your dresser, and you fished it out of the club trash can.
Okay, now wait. Did you kept reading after that one?
Yes.
Okay, this whole article bullshit.
Number two, you spray cologne in the air, then walk through the cologne cloud. I've done that before. Number three, you sold your man an oregano weed mixture called Buckhead Kush Monster. Nah.
You probably did that, but you just call it that same name.
Mm-mm. You dry snitched on your brothers and sisters for having company in the house when mama wasn't home. Nah, I never done that. Number five, some of your closest friends are white. Wow.
Shit.
Yeah, like that was whoa. Number six, you would have gotten on the bus doing the bus boycott because your job is far and you don't see how not riding the bus will stop anything, since we really should be boycotting the advertisers on the bus.
That should have been the first one.
Exactly, if you really want somebody to read it. Number seven, you eat mad amounts of mayonnaise. See now... I like mayonnaise.
Those are the first two valid ones.
Mad amounts. Number eight, you pee sitting down and wipe back to front. Really?
This piece sitting down shit to me is amazing.
Yeah. Number nine, you own at least one pair of pants that don't reach your ankles. Nah.
Jeremy's pants are all ridiculously JNCO long.
Yes, sir, man. Old school fit, man. You drink with your pinky out. Nah. You lie about your job status and claim that your mother's Nissan Sentra is really just your work car.
Damn.
I ain't know. You have been the dancing black guy at all white events and have shown groups of white people how to cha-cha slide. Wow.
Would you do that?
No, I don't dance at all.
Alright.
Number 13, you still play music really loud in your car and have rims on your shit and you're well into your 40s.
I would do all of that. If I had the money for rims, I would do all of that.
You wear driving gloves.
No. No.
You have 5 profiles on Match.com to coincide with your 5 personalities.
GQ Blue.
Yeah. You believe the slaves who left the plantation were uncouth.
Damn.
Wow.
Shit.
That's some coon shit. That's some coon
shit. Yeah, like, damn.
You truly believe that if Colin Kaepernick just cut his hair and focused on football, he'd still be playing in the NFL.
Jesus no, Christ.
You think that all unarmed black men, women, and children had just had just followed officers' directions and they'd still be alive. God damn.
Like, he's sliding, he or she is sliding some shit in there that makes sense along with the fuckery for the piece of shit niggas. Go ahead.
You've made this argument in front of mixed company. Like,
oof, fuck.
You find your mother's love of college to be embarrassing. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
You watch mad amounts of porn and have one of the world's strongest handshakes. Jesus.
Yeah. Be easy. Props to you.
You own a pair of Under Armour sneakers. You wear weightlifting gloves even when you aren't lifting weights.
What do they have against gloves? Driving gloves and weightlifting gloves both made the list.
24, you read Jason Whitlock.
Damn.
And 25 is you love overweight white women and use the term pog.
So now, on that list, how many of those do you think you actually do?
Close on the mayonnaise, and noodle and rims. That's about it.
So then none of that was...
I got some close friends that are white, though.
But none of that's really valid. Like, 2 out of 20, 25?
They don't act like regular white people.
They say nigga a lot. You love to say nigga?
No, they don't say nigga. They just, they get it. They don't, you know.
They on Marshall Mathers side of the game.
Like, nah, they don't Marshall Mathers it at all. Nah, they're not one of them. They just, you know, they see shit's fucked up and they speak on it. You know what I'm saying? They good white people.
Like the white dude that rolls with Chappelle.
I guess. Chappelle. They ain't even cool like that no more, though.
Oh, really?
Neil Brennan, that's what you're talking
about. Yeah, Neil, yeah.
He did his little show, man. The way he's made it seem like they wasn't they were really cool. Like, watch his Netflix special. He did like 3 different stages, and he did 3 different types of comedy on each stage. You know what I'm saying? On one stage he did one liners. On one stage he did like dark comedy. And on another stage he did like, you know, like some, you know, it was different kind of improv, some crazy shit like that.
That's an interesting concept. I want to check that shit out.
Yeah.
But so now after watching, you watched the first week. You watch college, you got your coaching. How do you feel about it now?
Man, I mean, I still love football. You know, I think that we got to find a way to make it safer if we want to save the game, because 20 years from now, there will be no football. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be one of those sports that just came and gone if we don't do something now to change it. And but I feel like it's going to be gone eventually. Like, it's going to be a old sport. And we look back like, wow, like, we really played that shit. Like, because, you know, as more people leave the game at early ages, you know, get out, you know, then they'll see that it's a problem. You know, because you got niggas like Calvin Johnson then walking away when they still can play. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck that shit, I'm out. You know, let you know something.
It's weird that we think about, you know, players like that walking away, quote unquote, early after playing 4 or 5 leagues and years in the pros, but they've already dedicated like 14 years to the game.
Yeah.
So, like, shit.
Yeah.
You just ain't been on the pro level. I've been doing this shit 14 years without cash.
Yep.
And I got 5 years to max out. 6 years to max out, depending on your position. If you're running back, you got like 4. That's it. So it's weird that we say that shit like that. Do you feel like now, you know, I know you said you kind of feel like, are you still back and forth? Is this a thing in progress for you?
As far as what, boycotting or just what?
Like, if, do you feel like a fuckboy? Do you feel conflicted about when the game comes on if you should be watching or not?
Nah, look, it was to the point I was conflicted this week. I was really was. Like, because I was just like, I know the fuck shit is going on, but I still enjoy it. And am I wrong for that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I never said I was going to boycott anyway. So that's right. My other thing. I never said, so I ain't feeling a lot of pressure, but I felt a little pressure.
I guess my thing is, for the people that are boycotting now for Colin Kaepernick only, what happens when week six comes by and there's another injury or another one of these quarterbacks that have been quoted starting the team plays like shit and they call Colin in and give him a job and he starts the following week? Are you still boycotting or do you watch for Colin? Back in there. Huh?
So they're back in there.
Right, which means that nothing got fixed.
Exactly.
Like, so I guess that's kind of my thing is, at this point, it's not even about him having a job. It's about how they approach the situation of not giving him a job or an opportunity. So it doesn't matter at this point if he gets a job or not. If he still didn't get the opportunity that he was afforded and the league ends up buckling to the pressure of low ratings and they give him a job with the fucking Jaguars or some shit, are we fine? Are we happy? Because the initial reason was that he was treated like shit for standing up for our black asses, which we still haven't gotten any retribution. So the initial reason isn't fixed. Colin gets some more money in his pocket to keep doing his community efforts, and that's fixed. But now do you start watching, and do you feel like you have to watch because now he's employed and you need to show that we're supporting him by watching him? I don't know, man. It's a conundrum.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation. Let's get to our winners and losers this week, man. I don't have any because, fuck y'all, we've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, damn, sorry. Yeah, 2 weeks to come up with a winner. Well, one of my winners is Big Girl to Sue Usher.
Okay, what's her name, man?
Name is like Quanesia, something like that.
It don't matter.
Quantasia, whatever.
You know it don't matter. Is that what Queen said?
Yeah, I mean, she a millionaire now, allegedly.
Oh, so that's what you're saying. She's not talking about the girl don't matter.
No. I am.
My name don't matter.
Damn! Why you saying that, Queen?
I mean, come on now.
Black Lives Matter, man.
Well, hers matter a lot because she about four
she
or five.
She said she got tape by the incident. So that's why Usher paid.
Her name is Quantasia Sharpton.
Quantasia Sharpton. I was close.
Yeah, you were close. Mm-hmm. Why is she a winner?
She got $2 million from Usher. Settled.
Would you take $2 million for everybody to think you got herpes?
She said, remember, her whole story was...
Oh, that's right. She didn't get herpes. She just
didn't get it. She was just unknowingly.
Oh, well, that's a win.
That's what I'm saying. Big win.
That's
big win.
Pun intended. That's a big win. Yeah, you're right about that. She's my winner this week, too.
Mm.
Who's your loser?
My loser this week, all you motherfuckers that took David Johnson number one in the fantasy draft. That motherfucker gone for 3 months. If you don't know what 3 months is, that's 12 weeks of the fantasy season, shit. Which is a goddamn all that motherfucking shit. So if you took David Johnson number one, you ain't got his ass for 3 months. You're done. You're done with your number one pick.
David Johnson, that's the dude that run for the Cardinals or some shit, yeah. Right?
Run, nigga, run. They do, yes. They work his ass to death.
He had like 400 carries last season or something. What happened?
What happened? He damaged, what was it, his knee or ankle or some shit. He got hurt Sunday. Oh, I forgot what it was, but he's out. 3 months. Let me look. I can tell you exactly what it was. Doc, you got any winners or losers while I'm looking this up?
I got a winner today because today, 14 years ago, at 7:25, I gave birth to my first child, and he was a boy. So I want to wish
that you were trapped in the heaven.
Yeah, I was trapped in the heaven. That's why I'm here today. So I would like to wish my son, our son,
Prince Germ.
Yeah, I was slow. Happy 14th birthday. So
happy
he
birthday,
is def-
Prince.
My winner.
Dislocated wrist.
Dislocated wrist?
Yeah.
Can't they put a cast on that shit?
Yeah, not if you can run the ball, man.
We just watched a dude play defensive end with a club.
So he wasn't running the ball. He had his hand on the ball. He had to have surgery today, man, so no.
Man, you can switch arms. I don't know. I don't know. We saw Byron Leftwich finish a college game with a broken leg.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. Them Cardinals, man, they make them soft. Dislocated, not even broken, dislocated.
Man, I don't know if you ever dislocated a wrist before, it's all right, but it's nothing, you just pop back in and keep going.
I also haven't been a millionaire, but I will figure that shit out. Yeah. Gotta play ball, man. J.J. Watt played with a fucking broken... Man, whatever, man. Also, you know, that's Cardinal slander, so it is what it is.
I was wondering if you was coming from a hateful place over there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I won't deny that. I know my truth. Who's your losers?
That was one of my losers.
That's it? We've been gone 2 weeks. You had 2 weeks to come with more losers, nigga.
Hey, man. The whole world is losers. It's all right. Everyone's a loser.
That's my old faithful. You can't be using that, man. I'm gonna need that again. That's my old faithful, man. It's been another episode of the Frocast. I have no idea when we're coming back with another show.
We'll probably do a show next week.
How?
I mean, if me and the Queen record a show or something, we'll send it to you, man. We'll get a show done, man. If you're busy and shit, man, it's still problems, all right, man.
They're fucking with these people, man.
I'm saying me and the Queen, we'll do something, man. We're recording. We'll send this all right here, mix it down. You know what I'm saying? And put it out there for your audible pleasures, man. You know.
This guy is something else. Y'all should be really happy for Jeremy. We made it this far because he is persistent and consistent with the show. I would have canceled this shit if I would have sneezed too hard.
Yeah, man. Exactly. It's all right, man. Look, we was on the phone chatting yesterday doing, I kept saying, so when we going to do a show this week? He was like, damn, nigga, you ain't got no power, nigga. You asked about a fucking show. You know what I'm saying? I was just like...
I want y'all to know that Jeremy is sitting. He actually did not have power, and was talking about doing the show. That's the level of commitment for Jeremy. Nigga, let this lights flicker in this bitch. I might cancel the show for a month. I'm just saying. So this is what we do, man.
He was telling me like, we probably do one more show and then, you know, come back out of the football season. I'm like, fuck, that's all right. Everybody want these Coach Jerm updates, man. We're going to do something, man.
And the reason for that is because I refuse to keep giving up both my days off.
And that's why I said, I'm trying to work with you, so all right.
No, I'm not giving you fault for that. I'm explaining that to the people.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I mean, that's not fair. It's all right. Sometimes, you know, it's all right when I go eat fine cheeses. You know, do rich people shit. You know
what I'm saying? Like, shit.
Go wine tasting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's all right as, you know, the upper crust. So, you know what I'm saying? You know.
I got to have a different identity. That's GQ's identity. What's my identity?
Like I told you, GQ buys his suits from niggas in alleys. Like in the movies where they had a little suit things and shit. He showing the suit. He's like, yeah. He buys it. He takes it to the Korean lady. She gets him that nice little Chinese cut. So his suits look well expensive, but he actually buying them out of alleys in Louisville, man. I'm telling you, man. GQ is not slick, bro.
That's actually a good hustle. I have at least, I know you won't agree with this. I have at least 3 pair of jeans that I paid $5 for and ended up taking them to the tailor and getting that $20 hem.
Yeah.
And making them look better. I know you don't agree with hemming jeans or any of that kind of shit.
I mean, like if you get them done quality, but you know, when your grandma used to do them back in the day.
Oh, no.
That shit have spoiled you. That shit have like had you like, nigga, I'm never hemming my motherfucking jeans. Because, you know, grandma might have gave you a rush job that day and your shit ain't looking right then. Your shit look weird on you. Nah, bro. Like,
that shit, now that's tragic. I wonder if
you ever had to go to get them husky jeans, nigga. You had to get your motherfucking shit hemmed, nigga. Like, you went buying huskies and walking out of them shit fitting right.
Nope, them motherfuckers was long. All the husky jeans was like $28.75 unfinished. What the fuck am I do with these?
Like these fucking husky jeans.
And if your mom didn't feel like sewing, she would just cuff the shit out of them joints.
Oh, God. They put the little fucking pins in them. Like, just put the pins in them. So all day long, you fucking walking, your fucking legs bleeding because them goddamn pins hitting your goddamn leg. You just like, shit.
Quads
like,
on fire because there's like 7 pounds of extra material on each leg.
Yes, man. God, damn. Nigga, they got a little shit where you can just like glue to him, nigga, and just like fold it under, glue it, and iron that shit.
These niggas don't know how good they got it, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, man. You got to stand up in that chair. Be still. Why fix it? You like, God, man.
And the worst part of having your jeans hemmed is when the motherfuckers, when you got taller, they let the hem out.
It let the hem out, then you got a motherfucking fresh cuff of freshness. Like, oh, God.
Now all of a sudden your jeans are new at the bottom with a stripe. They don't know the struggle. This has been another episode of the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. We man saw right here, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting here with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever, and Queen Germ, the Queen of Standards, who got trapped by Germ. We holler at y'all next time on another episode for NappyAfro.com. We up out. Go buy some shirts and shit. Peace.
Peace.
Quit trapping me.
Yeah.
Quit trapping people, man. Stop it.
That's for the people who listen. Somebody getting trapped tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Somebody getting trapped right now.
Oh, shit.
NappyAfro.com.